From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The UN envoy to Syria, Stefan de Mistura, told reporters Thursday the U.S. and Russia should intervene at the highest level to revive stalled proximity talks between Damascus and the opposition. He said that would bolster the cessation of hostilities, which he described as barely alive.
In the last 48 hours, we have had an average of one Syrian killed every 25 minutes, one Syrian wounded every 13 minutes. But what we need to do and to hear is that the cessation of hostilities is salvaged and that the cessation of hostilities is saved from a total collapse. It's still there because many areas is still there, but is in great danger.
The UN envoy said he hoped the talks could resume next month, but only after a reduction in fighting that jeopardizes a two-month U.S.-Russia brokered cessation of hostilities. He said the uptick in violence has also slowed aid deliveries. The UN Cultural Agency says Wednesday the ancient Syrian city Palmyra retains much of its authenticity despite extensive damage caused by the occupation of the Islamic State. The assessment came after UNESCO officials completed a two-day inspection of its ancient ruins. They found considerable damage to many of the museum's statues and other artifacts that were too large to be removed for safekeeping. A soldier suspected of killing 11 people at a military barracks in the Atlantic Ocean archipelago of Cape Verde has been arrested after a 24-hour manhunt. The suspect is identified as Manuel Silva. He was arrested in the capital Praia while driving a stolen taxi. The government said the disgruntled soldier allegedly killed 8 soldiers and 3 civilians. This is VOA News. The top U.S. envoy to South Sudan warned Wednesday that South Sudan's leaders could face sanctions if they failed to cooperate in forming a proposed unity government. Donald Booth testified before U.S. lawmakers on Capitol Hill.
I want to be clear that if any of South Sudan's leaders continue to work against implementation of the agreement, we are prepared to employ any measure to include sanctions and an arms embargo, which we believe could change their behavior.
Hopes have been raised that Tuesday's return to the capital, Juba, of rebel leader Riek Machar to become first vice president heralds an end to 30 months of civil war that has cost tens of thousands of lives and displaced millions. A female suicide bomber blew herself up in Turkey's fourth-largest city, Bursa, Wednesday, wounding at least 13 people. The bombing occurred near the city's 14th-century Grand Mosque. There's been no immediate claim of responsibility. Turkey's been hit by a series of suicide bombings this year, 2 in Istanbul claimed by Islamic State, 2 in the capital Ankara claimed by a Kurdish militant group. The U.S. is urging Ukraine to start jailing corrupt officials, Assistant Secretary of State for European Affairs Victoria Nuland said in Kyiv Wednesday. She's encouraged by the commitment to continuing accelerating reform. She called for greater political unity and urged sufficient security ahead of elections scheduled for eastern Ukraine, where a 2-year conflict with pro-Russian separatists continues to simmer.
So even as the Ukrainian government works on preparations for an election and works in the Normandy format to prepare for them, the first priority is security and the killing on the line, access for the OSCE throughout the Donbas, which is not possible now.
Nuland also called on Ukraine to stay the course with regards to implementing a $17.5 billion bailout program from the International Monetary Fund, part of which has been delayed since October. Israeli forces Wednesday shot and killed a Palestinian man and woman who approached a checkpoint armed with knives. Since September, at least 28 Israelis, 2 Americans have been killed in knifing attacks. Israeli forces have killed nearly 200 Palestinians. Japan's central bank has decided not to expand most of its massive stimulus policies to boost growth, despite persistent weak economic data. Japan's economy shrank in the fourth quarter of 2015. There are signs that further weakness will exhibit itself in the first quarter of this year. The Bank of Japan will provide zero-interest loans, however, to earthquake-affected areas. The U.S. is supporting a draft U.N. Security Council resolution calling for further full restoration of the U.N. peacekeeping mission in Western Sahara. The council is expected to vote Friday on extending the mission's mandate for a year. Morocco, which annexed the territory, expelled dozens of UN civil staffers after Secretary Ban Ki-moon angered Rabat by using the word occupation. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.